Hello, hello, hello. This is London from Yonkers, New York, and this is my first podcast, believe it or not. I'm such a chicken. I was supposed to have like a co-host, two co-hosts, but they never pulled through. You know, they're like, I downloaded Anchor, and I'm like, so when are we gonna do this? So eventually, I was like, you know what? I'll do it. I'll be the one. I'll be this person here. But anyways, a little bit about myself. Huge Deftones person. If you guys kind of know that, then you already know my obsession with the concerts when they hit up the East Coast. I'm actually gonna see them out in November, out in Petco Park in San Diego, which I'm fucking stoked. It's gonna be a lot of fun. They're having their like first festival ever, Días de los Deftones. So I'm excited. I mean, it's the lineup's kind of weird, but I don't care. I'm gonna see them, and they're gonna play a 2-hour set. So that's all I care about. I know like some of my friends, they're like, oh, but you know, they're like they have Future on there and blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't care. Like this is dedication, okay? Dedication. I actually saw them too out in LA. A few years ago in the Greek Theater 2013 for a weekend out in LA. It was a fucking ton of fun. I remember when I went there, it was the same day that LAX shooting happened, and I was freaking out, like up in the air flying like yay. And the next thing you know, the pilot goes, guys, there's apparently a shooting out in the LAX airport right now, and we're gonna be delayed a bit, blah blah blah. So I was like, fuck my life. So my friend that's out there that hosted me, she actually was gonna pick me up and everything, but everything on the boulevard was closed. So to make it crazy, when I got out, I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like, what am I gonna do? I just got out, you know, the airport, and it was like, all right, let me just follow all these people. Everybody's walking, pass by the palm trees. I see like, you know, buildings. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in LA. Like, yeah. But yeah, I just kept walking, and I don't remember exactly like the names of these places. But you know, I was born and raised in the Bronx, and I'm not really scared per se. But it depends. It depends what's the scenario. And I just kept walking, and I just know wherever I ended up, it was a dangerous area apparently. And I managed to get a cab. And from then, I got to the theater, and everybody was like super stoked that I got there. Like, oh my God, the girl from New York made it. Oh my God. And they were just like mad excited. I met like mad people. Shout out to like Deftones Familia. I know that it's changed so much because a lot of people, it's like a Facebook page, and a lot of us Deftones fans from around the globe actually are on it. But you know, like the first generation, if anything you could say. Like I've met a lot of people through there, you know, like I met good friends, and I even went to see Team Sleep up in Woodstock a couple years ago too. I think that was 2014, if I'm not mistaken. We paid like tons of money to see them, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all support for your fucking artist, you know. It was such a good experience. Who gets to chill with Chino Moreno like in a fucking wood, like in the forest type shit, you know, like just seeing him record with Team Sleep and all the other guys, and have meals and stuff. It was just so cool. Like if you ever get a time to like ever be intimate with your band and just kind of like sit down and talk to them and stuff, it's just such a cool feeling, you know. They get to hear you out and vice versa, you know. And I've seen them too out in Austria, at a festival. It was really cool. The crowd wasn't like all that, but you know, compared to us New Yorkers, we love that songs too. I know at the end of the day, it's always like California's got it, but you know, I'm a huge fan. Forever and ever, like they definitely progressed so much from like the whole like nu metal from the early 2000s up until now, like they're still relevant, you know what I'm saying? Like there's so many other bands that came out in the 90s and just are not as good as they are today, you know? Like you know, I loved Korn, Limp Bizkit. I love that whole like little 2000s nu metal scene. But then after a while, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of tired of this, you know. But I still stuck through with Deftones, and I didn't become a huge fan until like more 2003. I was a little bit of a late bloomer, and one time like I had this huge crush on this guy. Worked at a barbershop. And I'm like, oh my god, is that like Deftones? And that made me like him even more. I was like, what the fuck? Like, but I have a huge history with them. Right? Okay, so let's make this more intimate. I lost my virginity to Deftones, like to the song Mona. Like, hello. They've been there all the time for me. But let me stop. I work in the hospitality field. I've worked both front desk and housekeeping, and let me tell you, New York City hospitality is fucking crazy, just straight up. I worked in the city mostly, and a short time in Queens. Of course, in New York City, Queens is chilled compared to Manhattan. Manhattan is competitive. The doggy dog world, always, you know, it sucks, because sometimes management is what kind of drives everyone crazy, and if your manager sucks, I mean, you're not gonna have any passion for being there. So sometimes for me, it's a little bit difficult, because my passion is for hospitality. Like, my whole thing is, I wish I could have my own bed and breakfast, and eventually also like pull through with like my little other side idea of making like more Central American a better representation of food in New York City, because we do have some, but it's not as broad as it is in the West Coast, you know. I've been like just kind of looking and researching, and there's so many like vegan pupusas on Salvi, so you know a lot of that exists greatly in the masses in California. Here, yeah, we have a good representation of being vegan, vegetarian out here, but the food and stuff, like not so much. It's like that 1%. Like, I actually know a restaurant that serves vegan pupusas, which is cool. I have not tried it yet. I have to try it. So I want to know how they make it and what kind of like vegan cheese and stuff they add to it. But you know, I'm trying to get into the works of making my own with my best friend, and kind of see if we can get this restaurant to kind of like help us out with promoting it. So that's just some ideas. I know at the end of the day, like this whole rather like generation is all about building themselves up from the ground up, literally, you know. Like, everybody has like their career, but everybody always has like a side passion that they're really passionate about. Like, I know like way back when, you know, I was all about like English literature and wanting to do photography and travel. That was my thing in 2011, but then I kind of like, you know, thought it'd be cool to go in hospitality, because I got to travel. I've been to, you know, Europe 3 times, and it kind of opened my eyes, like, damn, like, I want to do hospitality. You know, my whole thing was always, I wanted to go around the world. I want to go, you know, meet people. You know, I have a like, secret crushes, like, like, Europeans. Like, that's my weakness, even though I have a boyfriend, but, you know, I just have crushes on people. But, you know, in a sense, shit, nothing serious. I've always just wanted to like just write in a like editorial and just take pictures and go travel and kind of see what's out there, you know. Kind of always looked up to Anthony Bourdain, who, rest in peace, you know. Just eat, take pictures and fucking travel, you know. Everybody has a better scope of the world, a better scope of being open-minded when you travel, you meet people, you make connections, you know, you learn something, and if anything, you just kind of like just gain more shit, more knowledge, of course. So it's always good to kind of be open-minded and, you know, get out of that neighborhood you live in for the rest of your life and just get out, you know. It's important. So I'm trying my best because I haven't traveled in forever. I mean, aside from the fact that I'm going to San Diego, to me it doesn't count. I like going abroad. I like getting out of the U.S. a lot. I went to Italy, spent there for like almost a month because of a long distance relationship I had, and yeah, that shit failed. But I got to you know, room and board for free and eat mad food, and it was just cool. It was a cool experience. And then I went out to Vienna twice because my best friend, she lived out there for a good time being. She came back and she lives out in Jersey now. But you know, the fact that you have people out living over there, it helps so much with, you know, not having to pay a hotel or a hostel. I have stayed in a hostel too. That freaked my mom out so much. But yeah, so I mean, this is just like my first little podcast. I'm gonna end it because I actually have to go to work. Oh, today is my Friday too. I'm so excited because this week I'm gonna actually host my friend. I'm gonna show her around New York City. We have like Yankees tickets, and explore the Bronx, my hometown, and then we're gonna also go to like the 9/11 memorial and take it from there. Just meet with her friends, and should be a good week, you know. Friday also I'm gonna start my trial and tests and errors of making my vegan pupusas. So I'll be back soon. Thanks for listening, and yeah, if any podcast listeners are actually listening to this, like if you have any whatchamacallit, like any feedback or like commentary or just anything, let me know. Like, what can I do to better do this, because I'm like actually nervous as fuck. But yeah, thanks for listening, and have a good week, guys. Take care.